approaching into the second hour. There's plenty of time for your calls about whatever you want. Here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is Valentine's Day here on Free Talk Live, and we did start out the show talking about creepers and a new app that may allow for further creeping on people. But the app itself isn't out yet, so we don't really get the chance to try the
app. It's out in beta for Google Glass,
which means
so all of like
no one.
Four people. Yeah. Have access to this.
So, well, you know, maybe if there's more buzz about this in the future, we'll talk about it again if we can actually try it out.
When I was at the Miami Bitcoin conference, there were two people there with Google Glass at that point.
Pretty cool. All right, so we're going to go to your phone calls, your thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want, and then I'll get to the top post at freetalklive.com, or actually, excuse me, one of the top posts at freetalklive.com. Let's go first, though, to the phones and the fun. We've got Ronald listening in Grandview, Missouri. Ronald, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm a United States citizen, and I would like to know when the employees that are in the military, when they are on their job and have to go into their military reservist activities. I thought there was a law that allowed them to go back and not be terminated or have any reprisal.
But, that's my understanding, too.
Major Nicole Mitchell, she was in the Weather Channel as a meteorologist, but she's also in the U.S. Air Force Hurricane Hunters, and they let her go. And from what I heard, was she's suing the...
Who let her go? The Weather Channel?
Yes, sir. The owners. The owners, I guess.
And she's suing the Weather Channel for what?
They let her go, saying that she wasn't complying with what they want. They want her to go and get her hair done and her makeup for cosmetics. But she had been giving them proper notice when she was going on.
So is it your belief that she was fired because she left to go on some sort of military duty?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what's the issue here?
I would just like to know why the government does not intervene and make... I know the corporate headquarters of the Weather Channel can do whatever they want, but I figured as a United States citizen, she should have the ability when anybody goes on her or his duty for reservists or even active duty, they should be allowed to go back to their job.
Well, shouldn't I, as a business owner? Now, look, we don't know. I don't know what the reason for them firing her was. Who knows what that actually was? Maybe they didn't like her performance or something she did on the job. But let's just say I own the Weather Channel and I want to fire everybody who's in the military because I'm anti-war. Shouldn't I be free to do that?
Well, I'm just saying that I agree with you what you're saying, but I figured that once you get employed. The military people that have that should have the ability to go back.
I don't see why should they be special? Why should they be treated differently from everybody else?
No, I'm just saying that once you get a job,
Are you on a construction site?
No, I'm in a nursing home, and that's nursing call
life. That's horribly annoying in the background. I'll tell you what, thank you for the call tonight, Ronald. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. I'm not of the belief that military people should be treated special at all.
Well, nor am I, but I do believe that there is some kind of federal law that says that if you hire someone and they're called onto active duty, you must have a job waiting for them when they return. So the way you get around that is you find another reason to let them go so that you then aren't required to, you know, keep a spot open for them because you want to be able to work as fully staffed as possible. Oh, nope, we've got to work five men down because five of our people are in the reserves and they got called up to go kill people in Afghanistan.
Right. I'd like to hire you, Daryl, but I can only hire you until Johnny comes back from overseas, and then we're just going to have to let you go. So we don't really know how long you're going to be on.
Thank you.
Right.
Well, you see, it puts the business owner in a very difficult situation when this sort of thing goes on. I mean, imagine you're, you know, running a business and you have 10 employees and five of them, because you're a good good patriotic American and you want to help. Before the Iraq War, when they didn't, you know, before they had a bunch of reservists called up for the Iraq War, you know, this happened to businesses. This is real life. This isn't us talking about things.
Sure.
Companies lost a good percentage of their employees and off they go, and you're supposed to give them a job when they come back. Now, who knows what physical condition they're going to be when they come back? The exposure to depleted uranium, they can lose limbs.
What sort of mental condition they're going to be in?
Lots of. What, it's a veteran killing themselves every minute. I can't remember what the number is. But, I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things you as the employer deal with. The United States government doesn't deal with. They just come in, cause problems, and leave. That's all they do. So it's an issue.
Let's go to the phones here. You can bring up whatever you want. Robert's in Dayton, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Roberts.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Can you hear me? Okay. I just wanted to say something about the Creeper app that I'm hearing about.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to say that this can lead to invasion and privacy, not just peeping tongue, but say you have, like, you're trying to get a new job. Your coworker, your boss, potential boss, can use it to try and find out stuff about you, like they've been doing by looking up your Facebook profiles and your Twitter and so on.
There are some employers who would like to get access to your Facebook before you get hired. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
I don't see what's wrong with that, personally.
I'm not giving you my Facebook password, Ian or Mark.
Well, I don't think... Do they ask for the password, or do they just ask for your
profile?
I've
heard some people say that the employer requested the username and password.
I don't see what's wrong with the... Well, first of all, the employer can request whatever they want.
Right.
Or potential employer can request whatever they want, but maybe they just want to see your profile. In that case. So, of course, you could always have a fake profile set up that's just for giving to businesses, and you could totally try to fool somebody in that way. But I don't see what's wrong with the idea of an employer wanting to know about a potential employee. Is this person responsible? Is this person irresponsible?
Pulling credit reports and stuff like that, too. It makes it more difficult to get a job, but I can see why an employer would want to know what, you know...
Yeah, I want to know if this
person
pays
their bills.
Right. Robert?
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of makes it so they know what they're getting into. It kind of gives a look at the person, make sure they have, like, a good background check and sort.
Are you saying there's something wrong with that?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but, I mean, I think it's a good way to check up on who each of your employees, as long as it's okay on both ends.
Thanks for your call tonight, Robert. I agree. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
As far as I'm concerned, employment is a relationship. An employee gets to leave, has the potential of leaving their job every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You can simply choose not to go to work in the morning. So, you know, it's a lopsided relationship because there's all these laws about what makes a reason you can fire somebody, but there's no laws about why you can quit. I've decided to quit because my boss is white. I mean, it's a terrible bigoted thing to say, but nobody's going to do anything about it. However, sure. If you say, I've employed, decided to fire my employee because they are black. Now, that is a terrible, horrifying thing to do that's going to get you sued. But it's just a relationship.
Well, personally, I want to know who the racist employers are anyway so I can avoid those businesses. I think those sorts of problems could be solved in the marketplace, and there's no need for any government intervention whatsoever.
Agreed, and that's why I think that it's okay for employers. Look, if I was going to date somebody, I'm surely going to look at their Facebook page. If I was going to date them, I might want to know what their credit rating
is. Right, and you pointed out that that employment is a relationship, and relationships are generally built on trust. Good relationships are built on trust. And the fact is, you can't trust a new employee. You don't know anything about that person.
The worst thing about hiring somebody is the huge risk you're taking.
Right.
As an employer, the risk you're taking is far more than the hourly wage of the employee. Getting rid of somebody is difficult.
They have access to business secrets, and they have access to cash, and they have access to, who, depending on what the positions are, various different things and information. And so knowing more about your potential employees is valuable from a trust aspect. That's why it's useful to be able to call previous employers and ask them questions, but there are certain questions you can't ask.
Yeah.
Like, why'd you fire this person? You can't ask that question.
You can ask, would you hire this person back?
Right. 855-450-FREE, but you can't find out why the person was removed. It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want, whether it's talking about creepers, as we did in the first hour, or whatever happens to be on your mind coming up. A story about yet another young lady who's facing child pornography charges for taking a picture of herself. We're going to also get into a post made on our website about the Free State Project. Somebody has some concerns. We'll share those with you here and they've got some ideas they want to share as well. You can, of course, visit us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we share with you. We've got archives. You just click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you would like. They're all for free, and they go back as far back as late 2006. Go to freetalklive.com. Click and download and enjoy. And share them, too, if you feel like it. We sure would appreciate that as well. Now, we've been talking a lot about Bitcoins on Free Talk Live. We'll continue to do so. I know Johnson was actually in here after the show. Mark, I guess he was feeling like selling everything last night as far as his Bitcoins were concerned, because he thought they were just going to keep going down. But they came back up in a big way today. They did go down to, like, the $580 range late last night after the show. But as of today, they're in the high 600s from what I've seen.
They were in the high. They're now closer to the mid 600s.
Mid 600s.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is every time.
You said don't bet against the coin.
Don't bet against the coin.
And
but I did also thought that, you know, with the bad news for Bitcoin, it wasn't a terrible time. He didn't really sell. He bought some stuff with his Bitcoin.
He kind of cashed out into stuff.
Yeah.
Basically. So, but you can go and get your Bitcoin wallet right now, because I agree with you, Mark. I'm in this for the long haul. I'm not going to just sell Bitcoins based on them dropping in price precipitously on one day. And that wasn't what he was doing. He'd actually been thinking about selling for a while, just because I think he was just, I don't know, he thinks there's been this long trend of it going down in price over the last 3 months, and he expects that to continue. I have no expectations for Bitcoin. I hope that it's going to go up big time in the long run. I think that over time, it certainly has gone up since, what, we found out about it at about 27 cents. I finally got some when it was around $10. And, of course, I wish I'd gotten more.
Roughly 1 year ago, it was $24.
Yeah, exactly.
It hit $30 and stayed above that during Liberty Forum last year.
Yeah, and we're about to hit Liberty Forum next week, as a matter of fact. So it's gone up quite a bit over time. But I'm not just in this as like an investment thing. I'm in this is the new currency for me. This is like an international, decentralized currency that you can spend, and it can spend instantaneously around the world to anybody, anywhere. It's decentralized in that it can't be stopped by a government. It wasn't created by a government. It wasn't created by a bank. It's an open source project. This is amazing, a new form of money that is really evolutionary and changes everything about what money means to people. It actually puts the power of money in your pocket. And so if you've been thinking about it, there's no reason for you to not go and get a free Bitcoin wallet from blockchain.info. You go there, you get your wallet, and then you can, of course, grab the app for your Android phone. Unfortunately, Apple has pulled all of Bitcoin apps from their iPhone thing. But if you've got an iPhone, you can still use your web browser with blockchain.info, because they have what's called an HTML5 wallet, which means that as long as you've got a browser on your phone, you should be able to use blockchain.info's online wallet.
Yes.
So it's free. It's there.
They're also in talks with Apple to, you know, get that.
I bet they are in talks with Apple. But it's secure as well. It's encrypted. Your wallet information is encrypted and decrypted in your browser, so they don't actually have access to it. They don't know what your private keys are. So you're safe over at blockchain.info. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today. And then when we get a chance, we'll also tell you how to put some Bitcoins in said Bitcoin wallet. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Yet again, it's happened again. It seems like almost every week there's a story like this. This one's James City County, Virginia, CBS DC reporting. A local teenager is facing child pornography charges after police say she shared nude photographs of herself on the social networking site Twitter. According to WAVY, the unnamed 16-year-old suspect took selfies in which she was not wearing clothing, then shared them online at the end of last month. Officials with the James City County Police Department told the station that teenagers sometimes fail to grasp the severity of the situation when publicly sharing private materials. Stephanie Williams ordered.
I would agree with that, but I think that some people who aren't teenagers, adults, he's saying teenagers, minors,
yeah.
Is what the distinction is, because one can be a teenager and still be an adult.
Yes.
Of majority age. Yeah, I mean, I think that some adults don't know what.
Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, the repercussions going to be.
What did he do?
That was the congressman that sent photos of himself in his jockey shorts.
Mm-hmm. To whom?
A mistress, I believe.
Right. And then she leaked them?
I believe they were sent over Twitter or TwitPic or something of that kind.
I thought he did it accidentally, like he, you know, did it and then tried to retract the tweet or something like that. And that
right. So it was sent in a public manner, but it was intended for one particular recipient.
It was sent the wrong way, as I understand it. And then he did it again with the whole Carlos Danger thing.
Yes.
I just don't understand what the idea. I mean, what the severity of the situation is. Why is it so severe that somebody is naked on the internet? Do you know how many thousands or hundreds of thousands of people have naked photos of themselves on the internet?
You can't see my face.
I don't want to know anything more about your naked pictures, Daryl. But my point being, it's not uncommon.
Right.
So it's what's the severity
and
of it?
To show you how absurd some of these laws are, the movie Titanic is technically child porn.
Why?
Because Kate Winslet, I think, was the actress. Her character was under the age of 18.
Even though she was not.
She was well over, but she was portraying someone who was a minor.
I guess I see what you're saying.
And there was the scene where she was topless
yes.
and being painted. Technically, that is child porn under the definition.
Is it? If
yes.
It's not,
why would you ask? I mean, you know, if he's looked it up, why would you even ask that? I mean,
well, I mean, we've talked about this subject before. Is it pornography if you're not showing genitalia? Because toplessness isn't technically genitalia.
It is not. But under the federal child porn law, exposing one's breast, if female, and either under 18 or someone portraying someone under 18.
I don't know if I agree with you. It's my understanding that, for instance, there are art books that you can buy at, like, Barnes & Noble.
Yes.
Which have pictures of actual children in them, naked children. So I think that in order for it to be considered pornography, it has to have some sort of sexual component as well. I mean, because obviously a picture of Jack, who is he five now?
Six.
Coming up on six?
Yeah, he's going to be six soon, yeah.
Six in just a few days. Your son Jack, if you take a picture of him and he's running around the yard naked, that's not pornographic in any way, shape, or form. That's just a naked child. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I completely agree.
But you're saying
someone could construe it as.
Yeah, but would a federal prosecutor construe it as that?
They could if they wanted to.
Well, in this case, this isn't a federal situation. This is James City County, Virginia. Going on with the spokesperson here, the representative of the department told WAVY, it's not just friends that see what they post, but also strangers and everyone else out there. You have no idea who's out there watching. You never know who's going to see what you post. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are we supposed to believe that teenagers don't realize this? It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioterrorism. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. A 16-year-old female in Virginia is now facing up to 20 years in prison for taking a picture of herself and posting it on Twitter. 855-450-FREE, that's the ProXPN toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. And some of those features include our news updates. You can go and get signed up. Follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, news.freetalklive.com. Go get signed up there. And also, you can go to proxpn.com/FTL and download the ProXPN app for your Windows machine, Macintosh, iOS device, or Android device. There's also instructions, but at this time you have to email to get the instructions from ProXPN, but they'll give you, if you're a Linux user, how you can get that hooked up. What it is a global virtual private network. You can go and get the app for free and get started with it and see what it's like to protect yourself. Protect your privacy online, because right now your internet service provider is probably logging everything you do, probably logging every website you visit, and every search term that you enter for, in some cases, as many as 5 years, which, of course, means that anybody with a search warrant can easily get access to your entire history. So you start using ProXPN, and your ISP no longer has any clue what you're up to. ProXPN also does not log what you're doing online. So again, proxpn.com/FTL, you grab the app there, and then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, which gives you unlimited bandwidth and allows you to do other interesting things, like use torrents. You can't do that with their free account. Torrents are available on their premium account, which means that you protect your privacy while torrenting, which is a pretty valuable service if you're interested in doing torrenting. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started there. Use our discount code FTL20, that's FTL, the number 20, to save 20% off the price of their premium account. And if you buy their annual plan, that breaks the price down to $5 per month. at proxpn.com/FTL. Or if you got Bitcoin, you can save 33% just by using Bitcoin to pay for the annual plan there as well. And one of the other cool things that they do at ProXPN, because it's a global virtual private network, when you're using the premium account, you can select which ProXPN server around the world that you want to connect to. And so it'll look like, to the website you're visiting, that you're actually connecting through, or that you're connecting from that location instead of your actual location. So you protect your location and you protect your privacy. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there, learn more, use promo code FTL20 to get that 20% discount. And don't forget, you've got a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so there's nothing to lose but your privacy. ProXPN.com/FTL. Now, the story is about a Virginia teenager. This story hit the news last week. James City County, Virginia, she's 16, took selfies, apparently, as they're called, pictures of one's self, frequently taken with at arm's length, holding the camera out, frequently upwards as well, the individual looking upwards at said camera. That apparently is illegal if, in the case of the selfie, you happen to be naked.
And underage.
Under the age, in this case, of 18. She was 16 when the photos were taken.
Now, I'd be curious, Ian, if a 16-year-old is legally allowed to have sex with an adult in Virginia.
I do not know.
I believe so.
Well, there certainly are states, New Hampshire, I happen to know, being one of them, where a person of the age of 16 can make that decision, whereas there's other states at 17 or 18. Just depends on the state. And I find it very interesting that a person can choose at the age of 16 to actually have sex, but they can't choose until the age of 18 to take pictures of themselves naked. Now, which one of these decisions has larger future ramifications? And it seems to me the practice of having sex is, has more potential future ramifications than the taking a naked picture of yourself and adding to the pool of what must be billions of pictures of naked people on the internet.
It's an 18-year-old age in Virginia, according to Wikipedia, the age of consent. So the police are saying this is dangerous. There's people who could see this. Someone you never know, they say, who's going to see what you post. You have no idea who's out there watching. Now, if anybody, this ties into the creeper topic that we talked about before. If there's anybody in the world who's aware of the existence of creepers, it has to be teenage girls, right?
Yes, yes. They, like, as though they're not capable of handling this. Teenage girls get creeped on constantly.
Yes.
Right, so I'm sorry.
And not always by teenage boys.
No,
certainly not. Really, come on. Do the police really need to explain this to teenagers that, hey guys, if you put your picture online, some people you don't know might look at it. It may get shared amongst people you did not intend to share it. I mean, this is not shocking information to anybody. This isn't a surprise. Who knows what the reason was she put this picture on Twitter? As you suggested, I think it was during a break, she probably wanted some attention, and she got it.
She wouldn't be the first teenager that's looking for attention.
I think everybody likes attention, as a matter of fact.
Ian, I have something to back up my claim that the movie Titanic could be construed as child porn.
Okay.
In 2008, there was a new federal law on the definition of child porn. An article here from Fox News says that opponents of the bill have said that it could make the law apply to movies such as Titanic or Traffic, which depict adolescent sex. Both movies actually won Best Picture in the Academy Awards.
Yeah, I guess I know where you're coming from on that, because we have talked about stories previously of people who've been convicted, and I don't remember if it was the U.S. or Australia, but there are certain convictions of individuals who had pictures of sort of thought crime versions of child
right.
porn, like 3D animation, or like the Simpsons characters having sex,
right.
Things like that.
Or like an 18-year-old girl who's in the little schoolgirl outfit pretending to be in high school.
So, yeah, it can go that crazy. Let me give you more about the story here. School resource officer was informed of the then publicly available photograph's lewd nature and talked with both the teen and her mother about the situation.
And he thought the best thing to do was arrest her.
Well, right. I mean, it's one thing to talk to somebody and give them some advice. It would be one thing if that's all the cops did was say, hey, you realize that you just put your naked picture on Twitter, right? that's what, was that your intention?
Yeah, this is a poor choice.
You know, there may be some guys out there that you didn't think were going to see that are going to see it. Giving them a heads up would be one thing, but no, they then confiscated her phone and charged her with one count of distribution of child pornography. And for anybody that makes, you know, that thinks that might not be a big deal, this is a huge deal. 20 years in prison is what she's facing.
Not only that.
Sex offender registry, probably.
Yes.
Yes, that too.
Forever being on the sex offender registry. That is the worst part about this.
Now, the matter could become a criminal one, they say, with a potential of jail time, though experts who spoke with WABY says she'll likely have to complete a sexting education program.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
In fact, I went online, I looked just when I saw that. I was pretty amused by it, so I wanted to see what is a sexting education program.
Because you
like.
Want to learn how to do it?
No, I'm just curious as to how they handle it. You know, what is a government sexting education program? And you can actually find one. Just search for sexting education program, and it'll come up. But there was, I think, one for Texas that I was looking at. But anyway, what they're saying here is they've seen this before. This isn't the first time that some teenager's been charged with taking a naked picture of themselves or their girlfriend or boyfriend and then sharing it. And the reason why they're now doing the sexting education program is because they know it's going to be bad if they put a teenager in a prison cell for 20 years.
But they're threatening her with the arrest anyway. And arrests get seen, too.
She's been charged. I mean, she's been essentially arrested here.
But let's not forget, like, probably if she decides that she wants to fight this, like, I don't know what's going to – I know what the criminal justice system has done. I've watched it do things to my friends, and essentially they choose to punish people that dispute their charges. So
right.
Essentially, once a charge has been leveled, as far as they're concerned, you know, and they wish to take that charge all the way to court, that charge is true. So if you, for instance, Rich Paul is a great example. Rich Paul, a friend of ours, been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He was charged with possession of marijuana and like maybe some other charge. Something
possession
like
with the intent to sell.
Okay. And he was offered 0 days in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm taking it. I don't believe I'm guilty of this charge. I'm taking it all the way. They didn't give him, he was offered 0 days in jail, but then he went through the trial, was found guilty. They gave him
a
year in jail.
Yeah.
Now, why is that? He was going to be guilty in either way.
It's totally punishment for not taking the plea deal.
It's punishment for not just doing what they say.
And that's what they're offering her here is going to be, they're saying that their experience is that others have been offered this deal of, okay, look, you plead guilty to this lesser charge, and we'll put you through a sexting education program and make it go away. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LERPs. Soldiers love LERP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do is shop with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com and get the stuff that you're looking for in life. There's Amazon there. There's a Newegg as well, but Amazon's the best deal for us in that you click into the Amazon of your preference, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US, and then you just buy whatever it is that you're looking to buy. And then Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It is that simple. And you can start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. And I also want to let you know about the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with people who think like you do, people who care about freedom and who are actually willing to do something about it. That's what's happening here. Over 15,000 individuals are now signed up for the Free State Project. Over 1,500 of them are already here in New Hampshire. We're the early movers. Now, we want to get to that 20,000 mark, so then there's a five-year window that will begin at that point. As soon as we reach 20,000, there's a five-year window where all 20,000 liberty-minded people will have to move to New Hampshire and focus their efforts here in one place. The New Hampshire Liberty Forum is coming up, and it'll give you a taste of what it's like to be around hundreds of liberty-minded people all in the same place, in this case a hotel room in Nashua, New Hampshire, a hotel itself. We're going to fill the majority of the hotel, and it's going to be awesome. The hotel is actually sold out as we speak. The event, I believe today is the last day you can order online. So if you go to nhlibertyforum.com, you want to get in on this, you want to get your tickets in advance, because otherwise you can come to the door and buy them at the door, but you're going to pay full price. So if you want a slight break in price right now, you can go and get your tickets at nhlibertyforum.com. It's February 20th through the 23rd, so this time next week, we're going to be live from the Liberty Forum, and I'm excited about that. We've done it at every single Liberty Forum they've ever had, and it's been an absolute pleasure. It's a great opportunity to meet a lot of our listeners, meet people that are coming up to New Hampshire to visit. It's part of the Free State Project. Again, nhlibertyforum.com. There are going to be all kinds of great speakers there and hundreds of folks attending. You don't want to miss it. If you can make it up here, yeah, I know it's cold in New Hampshire, but the warmth of the hearts of people in this movement, all in the same building together, we'll make sure you're toasty. And
they have heat in the building.
There's plenty of heat. Yeah, it's very comfortable. In fact, frequently I walk around out with my shoes on because I'm so hot.
Yeah, and everybody appreciates it.
Yeah, I don't like shoes.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Yeah, you
I'm not wearing shoes right now.
Okay. I like to have my feet liberated.
Jeez. I'm also not wearing pants. I'm wearing shorts.
Short pants. I wish you'd stop this.
All right.
They're not pants.
They're short pants.
Back to the story here about the 16-year-old teenager in Virginia who has been charged with distribution of child pornography. Not just possession of it, but distribution of it, because she placed pictures of herself on Twitter, available publicly. The police came after her. They charged her with this so-called crime. And, of course, you know, this has nothing to do with, in my opinion, real child pornography. Real child pornography is where you force children into sexual positions and you take photographs or video of them. This, she
oftentimes
did on her own.
Domination things and just torture.
She did this on her own. She was not forced into doing this. She did this for her own reasons, for her own purposes, whatever those might have been, call for attention or whatever. And
how
so,
do you know she wasn't seeing some guy and the guy said, hey, you know, I'd really like to see a picture of you.
Okay, I'll show you a picture.
She could very well. But either way, it was her choice.
Right.
It wasn't like she was coerced into doing it. So even some parents are shocked here. 10 on your side, the story from WABY.com, talked to local parents who were surprised to hear that the charge was so severe. One parent, Emily Altman, says, I don't think she should be charged with child pornography because she's a child herself. But if she was 18 or older, of course, which is kind of a senseless statement, that is distributing child pornography, said parent Demetria Mobley. She's a child. I don't know what to think of that, really. Police say the teen crossed the line of sexting to child porn. So apparently there's a difference between sexting and child porn, even though almost every time we've talked about this issue, it seems like they blur the two together. But the police are saying these photos were particularly lewd.
Ah.
So they weren't just naked photos. Well, I don't know, she might have been touching
herself. That's not sexting. That's art. If it's not particularly sexual, I mean, come on.
Parents may also be surprised to know investigators say they're seeing a surge in these types of cases because teens see it as harmless sexting.
I mean, if sexting isn't sexy, then how could it possibly be sexting? Right?
If it's not sexy, you're doing it wrong.
I mean, so that I don't understand. That seems like she's crossed the line from sexting to child porn by being particularly lewd.
And at the same time,
sexting is lewd. She's crossed the line because she's not yet 18.
It's artistic.
And they have stupid laws that give people child porn charges on themselves.
It's ridiculous. It's sad. And I wonder, you know, how many decades is it going to take for this nonsense to finally end? And they can and they can just leave people alone.
I would say probably millennia.
Well, because right now, we just got back, Daryl, you and I went to a hearing in Concord about decriminalization of marijuana, and a couple of the state reps were talking, or a couple of people, actually it was one of the guys that was testifying, it was saying that, you know, he thought he was going to see this change in 1969. He was advocating for these changes in the early 60s, and he figured for sure they'd have legalized or decriminalized pot by 1969, but here we are, it's 2014, and we're still working on this issue. And it's finally changing because there's enough older people who finally died off that held old bad ideas about marijuana.
They've been
replaced by baby boomers who are more friendly towards it, and millennials now getting into the voting age, and Gen X also very friendly towards cannabis. So maybe some of these millennials, because it's millennials they're charging here with these so-called child porn things, maybe, you know, in another 50 years, we'll finally see some rollback on
or maybe
kids
in
jail.
50 years, Stockholm syndrome will have set in, and they'll make the punishments even worse.
Yeah, maybe you're right
on some of them.
Yeah, remember, there were at least one of the refs, it might have been two, who kept arguing, we can't legalize because we need to find out what's going to happen in Colorado and Washington. And people had to keep reminding these reps, this is not a bill about legalization. This is about a bill to decriminalize, meaning that if somebody has a joint on them, they're not going to wind up with a criminal record. They will get a fine that is equivalent to a parking ticket or a speeding ticket. And most people, And this is what I loved about the guy from the Department of Safety. He spoke out of both sides of his mouth. He said, most people will just pay the ticket. And then at the same time, he said, but then they're going to challenge this and get it thrown out because we didn't test it, because we don't test things that are violation levels. And so therefore you lost probable cause. Or you've got reasonable doubt because you didn't test it. How do you know that's not oregano? And then the judge throws them all out.
Oh, no. Can't have that.
While at the same time saying it's going to be so much easier because people are just going to send in the payment. So which is it? Mm. Are people going to send in the payment, or are people going to take this to trial and say it was oregano? You can't prove it wasn't because you didn't send it to the lab.
Well, it's the same thing with speeding tickets. I mean, how many people take a speeding ticket to trial, especially if it isn't about the points? You can't get points on your license for, a marijuana ticket. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, most people, if they're going to take a ticket to trial, are taking it to trial because they want to avoid the points in their license because they've already racked up enough points and they're going to get in trouble. So I think that it's pretty obvious that if it's $100 or $120, whatever the fine was, for marijuana, that most people really will just send the money in.
Well, they weren't doing it in Massachusetts. And
that's a civil fine. That's a different story. I don't know what they would do.
That's what it would be in New Hampshire, is a civil fine.
Okay, well, I don't know what the answer is.
Because they were comparing it to Massachusetts, right. Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, all states that are very near New Hampshire, and all states that for a fairly lengthy period of time have had decriminalized cannabis.
You know, I liked the point that was made about Maine. Apparently, they've had decrimmed cannabis since the 1970s.
Our entire lifetimes.
Yeah.
Well, except for the old guy over
here. Because the idea was, it was suggested by the prohibitionists, was that, my God, we don't know what's going to happen. The teenagers, they could just start smoking pot all over the place. And, of course, the reality is, Maine's had decrim for decades, and they haven't had a problem. In fact, usage is lower in Maine amongst teenagers and adults than it is in New Hampshire. So
that's what happens every time you see decriminalization around the world. But people continue to trot out this trope that, oh my God, if you make marijuana less criminal, then people will start doing it more.
Oh, there was a great point in this where
start doing heroin.
One of the agents for the Department of Safety was offered studies to look at by one of the state reps, and I'll tell you more about what had this what they said to one another was so silly. It was amazing. We'll come back with that here in Hour 3. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.